This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show coming up at 7 o'clock. A big surprise. Got a pair of tickets and a big surprise. You heard me. Find out at 7 o'clock.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com is an app you can get. You download it to your phone, then you can put this radio show on there and go anywhere you want.
Best app ever!
Freedom to listen
wherever,
anywhere you want.
Whenever you want.
Right. Radio.com. If you're saying, I missed it. What app is that?
Yeah, it's radio. Super simple.
.com.
Right.
Check it out. You're going to love it.
Yep.
All right.
Smells like money.
Yeah, you're free now.
Free from syndication rules.
You don't have to stand by your car anymore.
No. Nope. You don't have to wait in your car for the bit to be over.
Right.
Just take carry it
wherever
the
you want to go.
Sure, just go.
Right. All right, so here's what's happening. The Niners are going to the Super Bowl, everyone.
Woo!
The Niners. 49ers. Your San Francisco 49ers are going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's amazing.
They'll take on the Chiefs. Man, the game was so good. So fun. So neat to see. The stadium filled all the way up with peoples.
And the cheeseheads go home.
Oh, and I saw so many. I had to do a lot of stuff over the last, say, week, driving around quite a bit and seeing people with Green Bay Packers shirts and... Shame.
Look, a lot of people move here from my girlfriend, Fuzzy Muffy, whatever the hell her name is, whatever you call her. She's from Wisconsin.
She's a Packer fan?
She is, and she was at the game, and she had her hat on, and she was supporting.
I had no idea.
She said, I felt lonely. I saw it on Instagram, so I...
Oh.
Yeah, that's the only reason I know.
I didn't know.
She's like, representing. It's lonely out here.
It should be. Anyway. So it's all set. The Super Bowl is set now. It's the San Francisco 49ers against the Kansas City Chiefs. I just saw this. It looks like for the game, the 49ers will wear their gold pants and white jersey. So that's their look.
Does that mean we're the away team?
It's the away jersey, yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like the Kansas City Chiefs are the home team for the game and will be wearing their red jerseys.
Ah.
That's fine. Whatever.
Well, sure, it would have been very confusing if we'd all been wearing red.
Just hope we pound them to smithereens. That's
yeah.
all.
Yes. That.
Get out of here.
It'd be great.
Guys. There's lots of pregame bets on everything, as you, I'm sure, can imagine. Everything from who will win, what the points will be, to what color will the Gatorade be that gets poured on the winning coach.
Oh, yeah, we've heard that before.
If you're into all that stuff,
it's
try
out
to
there
save
for
some
you.
Money for yourself to live on. You know? I mean, try to consider that.
Make sure you only bet what you can afford.
Right.
Don't bet the house. Your wife will be mad.
My question to you.
To which one of us?
To you.
Okay. I'm ready.
Are you excited for the J-Lo Shakira halftime show?
Not particularly.
Me neither. At all. Zero. Yeah.
But I will say I'm not usually all that excited for the halftime Super Bowl show anyway.
It's been a while since I've been excited about it. But, you know, I'll be excited to see the dance moves.
Sure.
The lip syncing.
The hips don't lie.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't care about it that much. Maroon 5 last year, that was my favorite one ever. Especially when he took that shirt off
after posturing
3 minutes.
Dad bod.
You know, he just got so hot up there.
I don't know what to say to that, but I'm not interested. I actually like Shakira.
Sure.
And
J-Lo,
like
J-Lo
she
too.
Seems like a nice lady, but
yeah.
I don't like her music at all.
I think they're going to be trying to outdo each other. Who's the hottest? Who's got the best hip movements and leg kicks?
I would have been more excited this game that they just played. The halftime was Little John, then Boys to Men sang
the Boys to Men national anthem. Did you guys catch that?
No,
that was incredible.
I go to Mrs. As it came on. I'm like, hey, your boys are singing the national anthem. And she goes, who are my boys? And I'm like, I don't know.
The Tamens.
You're supposed to know. So she came running over. She goes, oh, yeah, I know who that is. And I'm like, right.
Your boys.
That's funny. I didn't even, I must have tuned in late because I didn't even hear them announce who it was. So I wasn't sure. I knew.
You just thought, that looks like Boys to
Men.
Well,
the way they were singing is actually the giveaway with all that, you know.
Did they do some harmonies
acapella
and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Runs.
Yeah, notice all three of the dudes are wearing Niners jerseys.
I did notice that.
That's funny.
And I thought, that's fun. So Christina goes, are they from the Bay Area? And I'm like, I don't know. They're your boys. That's it comes with the term. You're supposed to. So
Brent,
she looked it up.
Know?
They're Philly guys.
So.
Oh, they're Philly guys.
And then I went, oh, I guess I'm supposed to know that then, huh?
I don't know.
Maybe they're based out of L.A. They're California dudes.
Well, I think
the 49ers paid them, so.
I think when you are an entertainer, and you have some idea about the home stadium and the home crowd, you play to that. Mm. You don't go in with a Packer jersey to a sea of red.
It's for the best.
I noticed, though, so that was the Fox broadcast, and Fox is pushing a new show with Rob Lowe. And I noticed very specifically when the camera went to him, he had a NFL hat on, not any particular team.
Wouldn't want to piss off the fans of whatever team I'm not rooting for.
We want Wisconsin to watch, too, everybody.
People were trolling him over that on Twitter, of course.
Well, yeah.
Was it how they said football across the top?
It had the NFL emblem on it.
Fox's 911 spinoff called Lone Star.
Oh.
Is Rob
so
Lowe's.
It's a comedy.
Lone Star, no. Lone Star 911. So it's, it's one of those, you know how they did that with Law and Order, and
so
then they
not
started
like
doing
Reno
it with
911.
No. It's that 911 show that is that in L.A.?
It's, they're calling it, the network is turning to, it's Ryan Murphy produced first responder drama.
All right. So drama.
You're right. 911 Lone Star.
Yeah. But I don't know where the original one is placed. I think L.A.?
Spinoff based.
No,
this one is from Austin, so.
Looks tightly pulled
not
back.
Seen
yeah, he does.
The original.
He looks handsome as could be. Look at him.
Oh, yeah. He's
a little.
Tight.
Tight. And those eyes, well.
I mean, he's still gorgeous. He's still Rob Lowe.
Sure, he's Rob Lowe.
Is he not wearing glasses? Boy, glasses. I can't see anything.
No, those aren't glasses. That's eye makeup. He's got his eyebrows dyed.
He looks
and
so
his
handsome.
Eyelashes
you guys
dyed.
Are ridiculous.
Yeah,
no,
super
he's still handsome.
Yeah.
It's just
for a tight pulled back.
He's just real pretty.
He's tweaking as he goes. He's not going to pull like a Burt Reynolds where he just goes in all of a sudden and comes out like, what happened to you? What have you done?
Why were we talking about this? Christina just said to me, she goes, I would go with Betty White's doctor. Or were you saying that?
Not I.
It must have been her.
She
about
just
surgery.
Had her 90-something birthday,
that's
right?
That's why it came 98th, up.
98th,
99th? Something. I don't recall.
So we were talking about her, and apparently that's who she. I'd find her surgeon. She's done great.
Yeah. I want to see Sandra Bullock in a few. I think Sandra Bullock's getting some solid maintenance done.
You like her work?
Well, you can tell that she's had work done now because keeps on having it, but it's looks good, you know? Looks decent.
One last thing. Tom Brady's jersey has dropped to number 2 behind Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Really? Huh.
That's the number 1 jersey.
Oh, well. Can't win them all, Tom.
And Jimmy G is not even on the list in the top 10. Not even on the list anywhere.
Maybe it'll climb up in the next week or two.
Well, let's hope.
Yeah, maybe.
After he shoves that football, you know where, that the rest of the country gets with the program and understands Jimmy G's the guy.
Let's hope Jimmy G is the guy.
I know. Boo, fingers crossed.
Let's hope that's the
Go Niners!
Niners!
All right, let's move on from football. That was, I don't know, 10,
whatever.
Minutes on football.
People are stoked.
Homeless mothers who were evicted last week from an Oakland, California house where they were squatting plan to move back. It looks like this, they're calling them speculators, but the owners, right? Wedgwood Inc.
Yeah.
Plan to sell the property to a nonprofit organization. The deal was announced yesterday by the city and the group Moms for Housing, whose members were removed from the vacant home and arrested. The group's been protesting home speculation in the Bay Area. This is something that I know that you're for house flipping, and I'm not against house flipping as a person who's a private citizen wants to buy a home,
right,
invest their money
put
in
some
it.
Some work into
what
it.
What I am against, though, and I know that I've heard the ads all over, is that person who's like, we're going to come to your town and we're going to teach you how to flip a house and you're going to not have to work anymore. You'll just flip houses.
Like the seminar stuff.
Yeah. I hate that because now you're turning it into or you're turning people on to a business that isn't a business.
And that is not good for
anybody.
The population.
Right.
I mean, the thing is, this place like Wedgewood, I mean, the very little I heard about them last week, it sounds like they're not just some dude who's flipping a house and making his 60 grand or whatever he makes off the at the end of the day. They have hundreds of houses, mm-hmm, and they're all empty. And there's a housing crunch.
Right. No, look, I don't know what to say. They have their right if they have their money to go buy the home,
but I've
been a victim of that plenty of times where I was like, this is the one. You guys, we found it. This is the one. We're buying this one. And it's over already.
Right. Someone has already swooped in with cash. Hasn't even seen the place.
Some of that happened, I was told. I don't know for sure, but I was told some of that was buyers from China, mm-hmm, paid cash. And they've never been here. They're just buying it. I've also had people buy it with cash who, I don't know any part of their story, but
they
beat my butt to it.
Seem like people who are going to move in.
So anyway, that's interesting. It looks like they're going to get to move back into the house. They plan to allow the women from Moms for Housing to return. So that's good.
That is good. Well, it was a very bad look on them.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't even know. I don't. How many times can that happen, though? It seems very...
pinpoint accuracy. This one thing is
we'll
getting
do
solved.
This. We'll calm this noise down, and then we'll get back to our business, right?
Right.
You'll leave us be.
Yeah.
So is that what that is? I don't know.
And we'll be putting fences up around the properties that we buy now. You know, tall ones with like that razor wire on the top.
Right.
Around. You know, we don't need this again. It's bad optics. Bad optics, man.
A buff guy was at Disneyland.
Oh, buff guy. Oh.
Yeah.
Mr. Crunch.
Yeah. Super strong guy. Mm-hmm. Earlier this month, a guy named Sam, who's been described as buff and really jacked, was at Disneyland in California. Not Disney World. Disneyland.
Our Disney.
Yeah. Anyway, him and his giant muscles managed to pull the sword out of the stone in front of the King Arthur carousel, and by rule, he is our new king.
What rule is this?
The rule where if you can pull the sword
Excalibur,
out of the stone.
Yes,
okay.
Excalibur. Your magic. You were King Arthur's. Now we have it.
So imagine his surprise as he...
Watch. Thing pulls out. You'd think they'd have rebar drilled through that thing. You know, the rock weighs 16 tons. Like, what the hell happened?
They say that sword has been... in the stone since 2006.
Oh, is that all?
And people have been pulling on it.
That is funny.
For years.
I can't believe they made it with an actual sword that they stuck in a stone. Like, that is so dumb. Someone was going to, that's been jiggled and loosened. It's like when you've been trying to open the pickle jar and you get, oh, fine, you open it. And they open it right up. I'm like, I totally loosened that for you.
Yeah.
Obviously.
So, King Sam, everyone.
All right, King Sam. There, it turns out we've got a new king. Just in the nick of time.
He's described as a super buff dude, so look out for King Sam.
Yeah.
What do you do? Once you got that, you're like...
Well, you start waving it around and cutting people's heads off, obviously. Off with his head.
Or you lay it down and go, I hope they don't have cameras on this thing. I just broke this thing.
Yeah, you're going to have to pay for it now.
Well, maybe security rushed everyone. You won $100. Come on, let's go. You get to go backstage.
Do you try and get out of the park with it? Or?
Yeah, I don't think so.
They
don't let them leave, right? I mean, now there's a guy with a sword in the park, loose in the park.
With giant muscles.
Right.
You know that guy, the jacked up guys, you don't give them swords.
Right.
That's a very funny story.
One of the things, I wouldn't say I'm a great parent, but I'm trying my hardest. And one of the things I have taught my oldest, and I'll definitely pass it along to my younger one, is when you go to the bathroom, let your body do its job. Relax. It may take a minute or two. Just let your body do its job.
And gravity.
I do not want to hear from other side of the door that, like, no. Just relax. Take
things move along.
This poor old man wishes he had me as a dad because no one had said to him, don't push so hard. This story out of Eastern China, the 72-year-old guy was constipated, and after 3 days of not being able to go, he finally sat down and said, I'm making this happen. He pushed so hard that he died, though. Whoa!
Push it real bad.
Did he have a heart attack? What happened to him?
Did he burst a blood vessel in his brain?
Apparently the guy had a history of heart disease and high blood pressure. Oh, and so when he gave it his all, it caused a fatal heart attack.
He was probably holding his breath too, like.
Right. Don't push.
Don't push. But, you know.
What?
3 days of constipation.
Well, you go to a doctor.
Or you take some laxative stuff to help.
Oh, yeah, that helps.
Get through.
Prunes or something.
Sure. Yeah, prune juice or whatever.
Well, maybe they don't have that where he lives.
You know? Maybe.
I mean, would an enema help? We should ask him.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know if that's ever helpful, but I hear they do that.
Well, next Sunday night. What do you mean,
I don't think.
You won't remember to ask?
No, well, I mean, we are eating dinner. But I don't think I'm seeing him till February.
Oh, man, really?
Well, yeah, which is, you know, several weeks away, a couple weeks away.
Yeah, it's not that far.
I think only one more full weekend, though.
Oh, until you see him.
No, until I can drink again. Found out I'm not fun at all.
That's what you're thinking the whole time.
Oh, what? Who told you you're not fun at all?
I'm not. I've noticed. I was just like, oh, this is not that fun.
Well.
Being the only one. John got lit. Everyone's having fun. How's Joe laughing.
Doing?
Joe gave up last weekend.
Oh, he did.
Oh, he already quit?
Yeah, he quit.
Oh, how funny.
There's me.
It's just not as funny, and that's why you can put a dumb, empty building together and just put some seats and some booze in it, and people will show up from all over to have drinks. They call them bars. Mm. There's nothing going on in there, but there's people having drinks and having the time of their life. Why?
Everything's fun. No one knows.
Because it's wasted. Liquor. That's why.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fun. I had a good time, but I definitely... I'm just not as fun. Like, I'm just not as loose, you know?
Right.
Well, right. Yeah.
Like, we played this game where you had to do impressions. Like, you had to read one of your... It's like kind of like Cards Against Humanity. You had to pick one of your cards to read, and whatever the accent would be, cry or Russian or worried or, you know, whatever it is. Everybody goes around the room and reads one of their cards. And I was like, God, that'd be so much more... I'd be so great at this if I was drinking. Like... You know, trying to do my cry.
Did you go to bed early?
No, I stayed up. I said, I wanted to. This was Friday night too. I wanted to leave at like 9 o'clock. I'm like, all right, well, okay. But everyone was having a ball. I'm like, well, I'm not. I guess I'm the DD. I gotta wait for these people to want to leave. So, it was great. It was fun.
What's today? The 21st.
I wasn't fun, but all right. Yeah, 10 more days.
You'll make it.
It's just not. You need to be on the same wavelength.
True.
And you're not. And that's...
I've been thinking about you.
Like I've been that guy, and I've learned what works for me is to just not go.
Right.
I'm not having fun. We're not on the same wavelength. That wasn't as funny as you think it was. And I'm sorry, but that's, you know... I need to be where you are in order for that to be as hysterical, like dropping on the ground,
rolling.
Yeah,
the whole room is
falling
apart. I'm like, you guys, that wasn't that funny.
I know, right?
And then, but then I'm like, I'm the one not being fun. So I'm like... Oh, I can't wait till February.
I am completely out of time.
Yeah, I can't even remember why I started this whole thing.
Bradford Pittston may be back. I don't know.
Good.
We'll find out.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.